Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, friends. Welcome, everybody. It's the end of the week, and you know what that means on Political Coffee. It's Freedom Friday. That's right. This is your opportunity to call, because I give you the freedom. Call and talk about anything you want to talk about today. It's got to be political. And you know, it's really easy. You just pick up the phone. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. And you can shoot me an email, and or you can call and you can send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am. That's right. Today, anything's on the table. Doesn't have to be what I'm talking about today, including some bombshell stuff going on in the presidential election about the voter fraud. And I mean, there's tons of it, folks, and you almost don't know where to start. I want to go back to something. Remember when I told you the story about 11:06 a.m., what that means? Well, that was Operation Valkyrie. And I had this conversation with my mother last night because it's a little bit convoluted to explain, but just the opera Valkyrie. And I think it was Wagner who wrote it. I may be wrong about that. But the opera Valkyrie is where we get "It Ain't Over Till the Fat Lady Sings." You know, this is the lady, you know, dressed as the Viking with, you know, the horns and so forth. She was Valkyrie. And Dutch Sheets, the evangelical pastor who engages in a lot of prophecy, used this as the example. Because the dream he got was about Operation Valkyrie. Not about the opera, but rather about the Hitler operation called Valkyrie. And the dream he got was that Valkyrie would not sing. So this plot that has been, well, that is playing out before our very eyes here, would not be successful. Valkyrie would not sing the opera, the fat lady. So that whole operation where every state prayed in order, that was what Dutch Sheets felt the Lord was telling him in this dream. Every state should pray in the order that the state was admitted to the United States of America, the Union. And every state was listed on his website for just for 3 minutes. And then at 3 o'clock in the morning, there would be a final prayer in Philadelphia with a group of people who got up and organized this group, came together in Philadelphia and prayed at 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, this was 3 o'clock in the morning, Wednesday. Today's Friday, Freedom Friday. Well, what's emerged since then? Well, stunning news that this video that we're all seeing, remember when that supposed pipe burst in the Georgia Convention Center where they were counting these ballots? And they had this video shows people being removed, all the observers. And then these people who've now been identified pulling these suitcases out from underneath these tables and counting ballots illegally during the time, quote unquote, that the everything was shut down because of the burst pipe. Isn't that convenient? So this video now has, well, even Fox News showed it. Tucker Carlson It's now caused, as a story in American Greatness, and this is on the Liberty Daily, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, who Sidney Powell says is corrupt and Lynn Wood says is corrupt, and they have check stubs to prove it, or pictures of check stubs to prove it. Governor Brian Kemp now calls for a signature audit of the ballots following the release of this bombshell ballot stuffing video. Now, he's still not calling for a special session of the legislature. I find that most curious, don't you? And in fact, the Secretary of State now acknowledges, well, ballots were counted unlawfully and in secret. He's the other guy that's being accused of being corrupt and supposedly evidence of that. Now, we know that there's all kinds of things going wrong. The statistics of this election are incredible. There's another, there's a Gateway Pundit story. I'm just throwing stuff at you, but this is Freedom Friday, folks. What do you want to talk about politically? Maybe you're frustrated. Maybe you just want to get something off your chest about politics in Oregon. Maybe it's Kate Brown and her lockdown, the new system that we all have to comply with. Maybe you want to weigh in on this vaccine business. Vaccines really scare me. In fact, I got an email from my buddy Lars. Where is that? Let me find it here. And it's about vaccines. Okay. And I don't think so. Where is that? That email from Lars. Here it is. He says, "Here's your chance, buddy, to get folks to vaccinate." This is an email that Lars wrote. He said, "By the way, in 1956, compliance by teenagers with the new polio vaccine was 0.6%. Juliet Kamen of the Harvard Kennedy School tweeted Wednesday evening. However, on October 28th, Elvis Presley was set to appear on the Ed Sullivan Show. He was asked to get the shot before his performance and did so live. Compliance went up 80%. More on that episode from the National Endowment of Humanities. Now, why does Lars send that email to me? Because I used to do Elvis impersonations, okay? Like Elijah John, we'll hang for a march. That was just part of it. I mean, I literally, at the behest of my wife, I used to dress up even as Elvis. Anyway, Lars likes to ding me on that all the time. But apparently, I guess I did not know that about Elvis. So there you go. If you want to get vaccinated, because you know what they're saying now? These they're already pitching it. These cards about, well, if you can show that you've been vaccinated, people are already starting to talk, folks. Restaurants will let you in. Airlines will let you fly. Thank God for Amy Coney Barrett, folks. Voter fraud. Got an email from Dwight. By the way, it's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. Can be anything you want. No, what I could be even about Elvis and vaccinations. I don't know. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Dwight writes me an email about voter fraud. Said, lately, the Democrats have been downplaying election fraud as being no big thing. It's insignificant. It's not affecting the outcome. Just a little bit of voter fraud, no big deal. He says, well, consider this. A batch of freshly baked cookies is coming out of the oven. You are told that just a little bit, quote unquote, of chicken poop happened to get mixed in with the cookie batter prior to going into the oven. Which cookie are you going to select to take from the tray coming out of the oven? Oh, that's good. Don't you think? I think it is. 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. By the way, how about this? Team Trump, the Trump legal team, has a Dominion machine from a small Georgia county. And it shows that votes were flipped from Trump to Biden. This was the Steve Bannon show yesterday called The War Room. And it shows that, where does it say? According to John Fredericks, who's reporting this, there were 37 votes that were flipped in this small Georgia county on the machine. But that's only 0.26 of the Georgia, all Georgia ballots. So if you extrapolate that to the entire state, that equals more than the 14,000 votes that Biden got. Now, if they literally have this in their possession, this blows everything open. As does this other story about one batch of 23,000 ballots in Georgia. And there's video of this. 23,000 ballots that all went for Joe Biden. That batch was identified as being fraudulent. And that's more than enough for Trump to win. Stunning. Let's go to Rich, who's on the line. Rich, good morning. What do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
Well, I got a couple of things. One, I think they're relabeling this election year / economic reset virus.
I think you're probably right, because
what it comes down to is I can't find anything that shows me anyone who died completely of the virus. It's always because they had a heart failure, flu, you name it. And if I take the numbers that we get off the Oregon Department, of the 2,043,324 that have been tested, it comes out to 973 people died. That's 0.04762% of the of those tested. So why are we locked down?
Well, it's a good question, because we know from other
studies, they're putting in this, but the deaths, they're not separating out those that are actually the economic reset virus versus someone who has a heart problem.
Well,
and they relabeled the heart problems that, you know, that lady with the scarf, she said it from the very beginning. We don't care what you died from, as long as we can prove that you had COVID in you, you are now a COVID death.
Well, that's right. So Fox 12 this morning, Rich, says that there were 1,100 cases and 21 people died overnight, but only 10 of them had underlying conditions.
Really?
Yeah. I doubt it. Thanks, Rich.
Good point. Okay, right.
Hard to argue with. 620, back in a moment. No, that's not poverty. Haiti believers had light on their faces as they marched through town to the riverside. They baptized believers in this celebration. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Yeah, it's Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about anything politically you want to talk about today. It does not have to be anything that I'm talking about. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Now, Tim sent me an email, couple of emails. Natural News is reporting that Trump has invoked the foreign interference provisions of his executive order from 2018. The cyber warfare response. in it, he's activating a conventional military response to the cyber warfare attack on America. Okay, maybe he has. If he would be doing that, I mean, it's not going to be known, folks. You know, people aren't going to be talking about it unless it's somebody within the deep state who's obviously being cut out of the loop, and that would be the CIA, that would be the NSA, the people that have, in fact, the FBI and the DOJ. Somebody, if they have any knowledge of it, would talk about it. Now, I don't know that that's what's happening, but it makes sense. It follows into this supposed story of the servers being housed by the CIA, being seized by an American military unit, a special forces group, apparently. So either that would be SEALs or Green Berets or whatever, but in Germany and in Spain. Now, Tim also sent me a story, which I just don't buy it, that the head of the CIA is a woman by the name of Gina Haspel. Trump appointed her, and it turns out that she was the station chief in England during the time that the Steele dossier was put together. She's also a protege of John Brennan. Now, the thing that Tim sent me, I'm sorry, I just don't buy it. It says that the CIA head, Gina Haspel, sang like a canary after she was shot during the raid at the CIA Frankfurt server facility. She gave a confession on a military plane on the way to Guantanamo Bay. It's a bit shoot story. I seriously doubt this. I mean, she has a public schedule still. I doubt this a lot. Now, if somebody can prove me wrong, you go right ahead. If Gina Haspel's in Guantanamo Bay, yeah, I doubt it. Heck, we haven't. Look, I've been to Guantanamo Bay, folks. You know, we're supposed to have had all these military tribunals to try the terrorists. We still haven't tried any of them. You know that? Bill writes me an email about Governor Brown's recall, and then I'll get to Art in a moment. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Here's what Bill writes. It says, I don't know that this has ever been discussed, but since we know that the voter fraud is high in all states, I was wondering, how were the votes not the votes? I'm sorry, but the recall signatures were counted. I keep thinking that there was no way we didn't have enough signatures to oust her. Could the vote counting be done the same way as our election counting be fraudulent? No. Because you either turn in enough signatures or you don't. Neither time did the Republicans turn in enough signatures. Michael Cross didn't turn in enough. Well, technically he did, but not really. Because I've done this myself, and you have to have a lot more signatures than what is required. Because some of them are just bad. Okay, some of them don't qualify. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. What do you have to say on Freedom Friday? Go. Hi, Art. Are you there? I can't hear. Oh, he left. How could he do that? All right. So lots of interesting things going on. We have apparently on the Gateway Pundit is reporting that the Trump team has one of the Dominion servers that shows votes were flipped from Trump to Biden. There's another Gateway Pundit story about another story. A video has surfaced showing that a batch of 23,000 ballots were all for Biden. All, that's impossible. All 23,487 to be exact. There's no way. There's no way. And then Nevada. There's voting. Yesterday, the Trump campaign made arguments in Nevada state court, having evidence, they say, that voting machine USB drives had totals that were altered overnight. This is what a witness alleges. Now, the lawyer, I watched a little bit of this. This lawyer was horrible for the Trump campaign. What do I mean by horrible? This guy, about every other word, that's an exaggeration, about every maybe fourth or fifth word was blah, 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 I mean, it was awful. It was the worst courtroom performance I have ever seen. Nonetheless, they allege, this lawyer's name is Jesse Bonneau, alleged that the memory disk that were used to store the vote totals from election machines during the early vote period had the vote tallies unexplainably changed overnight. This is where they argue this case in Carson City, Nevada. The witness who alleges this, his name is being held or shielded by a protective order, said that there are logs where you log out with the vote total and then you log back in the next morning. So there's time and date stamps there. But the vote totals don't match. Somehow on that USB drive, they got changed overnight.
Oh, there's more.
A lot more from Nevada, including 40,000 people that apparently voted twice. 6:30, back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes to the top of the hour. It's Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about anything you want to talk about politically today on Political Coffee. And it's easy. You just pick up the phone and call 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220, or shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am. I do my best to read it on the air. I actually got a text message from my friend, Freddie. He says, today's Democrats are now members of the Fraud Squad, the anti-American political party. You should see what was alleged yesterday in court filings in Nevada. Not just that 40,000 voters voted twice, but thousands of people, dead people voting. Thousands. Thousands of people voting who didn't live in the state anymore. Now, how's that? Pretty stunning. And to get to all of that in the phone calls, I've got one phone line open. We'll talk with Art, and then we'll move to Dwight in a moment. Want to remind you, friends, that, you know, it's really cold out there, and if your heat pump or your furnace is not keeping up, you better call somebody to fix it, because you're just miserable when you're cold, right? It's foggy out there. It's cold. You want your house to be warm or your place of business. Call Freedom Heating and Air. They can take care of it for you. They have great emergency services, and one of the things that they excel in is getting out and getting it fixed for you fast. They've been in business a long time here in the Salem area. Why? Because they take care of their customers. They deliver good value for the money you pay them. They make your life better. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. That's freedomheatingandair.net. Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Art. Art, good morning. What do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
I'm tired of this global warming, Jeff.
Me too.
Let's get this governor of ours to turn on the heat, because, anyways, it's cold.
But she shut down the only coal-fired power plant that we have, and, you know, coal creates all this global warming, right?
Yeah, and she wants to cut deals with the Chinese so they can sell these credits for energy and all this stuff, you know, in her great plan to, make the climate better, which we all know she has no control over it. God controls the weather. But anyways, I digress. I wanted to say, Kate's budget came out this week, and obviously we as Oregon citizens need to be concerned. I mean, she wants to close prisons and let, convicts out. And to me, that scares the holy heck out of me. These... She wants to unleash the Kraken on Oregon and let all these convicts, come back out and, rob and steal and rape and whatever the heck else they do, deal drugs, and she really doesn't care. And so we need to be proactive. But I'm really concerned, we're going to be heading into a legislative session. And again, the Democrats are going to cut their deals and don't give a dang about all Oregonians. They only care about the special interests like the unions and stuff like that. And I think we're going to, because of this supposed crisis, we're going to be cut out of the deal completely and not be able to testify or anything. And sure, you can submit written testimony, but how much of that written testimony actually gets read or considered by the Democrats? None of it gets considered, Jeff.
You're right. None of it does.
Only their agenda gets
considered. I mean, I don't expect in any way that we're going to have a normal legislative session where people can come in and come into the Capitol building and testify or do anything else. I think that deal's already done, because it's too soon, and it doesn't matter that vaccines are going to be out there, because not enough people are going to be vaccinated even through the middle part of next year if people want to get vaccines. And no, I'm not dressing up as Elvis to try to get people to get vaccinated. Art, good talking to you. Thanks for your thoughts today. Let's move on to Dwight. And that leaves the phone line open. Thanks, brother. Let's move to Dwight. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We'll do Dwight, then we'll go to Michael. Dwight, good morning. What do you say today?
Good morning, Jeff. I just have a quick and concise illustration of the fake news media and how they operate. And this story was reported probably 6, 7, 8 days ago now, but was reported the same by CNN, New York Times, USA Today, and MSNBC, among others. But the story was such that they came out and said, Barr says no voter fraud in the election. I mean, no voter fraud in the election. That's what Barr supposedly said. Well, actually, his quote was, and I have the quote right here, and I'll read it to you. Barr said, to date, we had not seen or fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election. Now, Barr's statement says, to date, implying that the investigation is still under being taken care of. So, but yet the left, the voter, the fake news, presented it as if it was conclusive. And I think it's just a short illustration of, hey, we can't trust that left-wing news media for all the tea in China.
You're right. You can't trust China either, since apparently they own, or at least the HSBC Bank owns apparently a bunch of stock in Dominion, I guess, based on the documents I've seen. Good points, Dwight. Good to hear your voice. Thanks for calling today. Phone lines are open. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk lines. Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about anything you want to talk about. Let's go to Michael, who's on the line. Michael, good morning. What do you say Jeff. Today?
Hey, Jeff. Good morning. Hey, there's that certificate of whatever health or vaccination. That is a speech impairment. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Say that again.
That certificate under this Emergency Powers Act is an impairment on the obligation of contract. It has to come from the U.S. Congress first to tell the states that we have to do something, such as was the Affordable Care Act was an impairment on the people of the United States. So then we all had to buy insurance. The states by themselves cannot impair the obligation of contract because the United States Constitution forbids it, as well as the Oregon Constitution forbids it. The contract between me and a retailer, the state can't get between it. So being told to have to wear a spacesuit to contract with them is an impairment on the obligation of contract.
So I think you're generally right about that, Michael, but let me explain to you how they're going to do this. It isn't going to be an edict from Congress or even from Joe Biden, God forbid he ever assumed the presidency. What it's going to be is what Kate is doing now. It's going to be Kate using her emergency executive order, which the Oregon Supreme Court wrongly has said she has, to use government bureaucrats to force businesses to not allow us in unless we're vaccinated. That's how this is going to play out, Michael. That's my prediction.
I agree with what you say, Jeff, but the Oregon Constitution is still in full power. The state can't do it.
Well, the Supreme Court says she can. If she can force us to wear a mask, why can't she force us to get a vaccination?
She can't.
You're right, she can't, but she is, and everybody's doing it. So how do we stop it?
Well, I got a tort claim going, so I'm trying my part.
Well, good for you. Where's your tort claim? Is it in Marion County?
Pardon?
Is it in Marion County, your tort claim?
No, it's going to come out of Polk County. I haven't actually filed it yet. I'm still researching.
Okay. So, well, let me know when you do, okay? I'd be happy to put it out there for people. Michael, thank you. Great point. Hard to argue with. Again, the Constitution is the Constitution. Unfortunately, judges determine what Constitution is and even the plain language of the Constitution, which was obvious in Oregon, didn't make a difference to Kate Brown's hand-selected Supreme Court. Let's see. It is not fair. Jake, hang on. I'll get you on the other side of the break. We wouldn't have enough time to talk. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. ProBioscience makes some fantastic CBD products. I have been telling you guys about how much I love their pain stick. It works like you wouldn't believe. Why don't you go online to pro-bioscience.com? And if you order anything online, use the discount code CHRIST and get 15% off. Pro-bioscience.com. Back in a moment. It's Freedom Friday. Call
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Here's a little fun fact for you out of the Nevada Republican Party as part of their lawsuit. They submitted the following evidence to the court yesterday. Almost 8,000 ballots were cast by voters who had addresses that are physically non-existent. Approximately 15,000 voters registered to vacant or commercial properties that cast ballots. This doesn't even include the 40,000 people that apparently voted twice. It doesn't include a number, I think, of about 15,000 of people who voted who don't even live in Nevada anymore. But there's no voter fraud, right, Mitt Romney? You know, I hope the people of, I'm serious, I hope the people of Utah will wake up and recall this buffoon, Mitt Romney. It's stunning. There's no vote fraud. You get a supposed water main break in Georgia video, and they chase all the observers out of the room by law, and then the video shows them pulling suitcases. Why would you have ballots in suitcases? Where'd those ballots come from? Pulling them out from underneath the tables? And counting them? How many times were they counted? How many thousands of votes was that? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? But there's no evidence, right, Mitt Romney? Folks over at Fox News, there's no evidence. Yeah. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. It's Freedom Friday. This is your last segment today, so you better call before I start. Before I go on to Jake and then to Kathy, I want to remind you that if you're looking for a contractor you can actually trust, call Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations. In fact, go check out his website, righteousrenovations.com. And you can see some of the great work that they've done and testimonials from satisfied customers. Righteousrenovations.com. Let's go to my friend Jake. Jake, good morning. What do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jeff, and some KSLM biz, if it hasn't been discussed yet. I love your picture on 12th Street going south past Heinz in Salem. Have you seen yourself yet?
No, I haven't.
You look great. You look great. Oh, you know what? Congratulations on it.
I'm not dressed like Elvis, am I?
Pardon?
I'm not dressed like Elvis. I read an email earlier in the show from Lars, because he accuses me of being Elvis because my wife made me dress up as Elvis and impersonate him from time to time years ago. And Lars never lets me live that down. And he said that when Elvis went on Ed Sullivan's show in the 60s, I think it was, or late 50s, anyway, that he got a vaccination for polio live on TV and the compliance just exploded, because people weren't getting vaccinated for polio until Elvis did it. So Lars said, hey, here's your chance, buddy, to help people get vaccinated. I don't think so.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna be watching that one from a distance. hey, the reason why you're on a billboard is for what you're doing right now. And what's surprising to me is how many people just don't realize how deep and far this fraud is. The numbers are staggering. And even conservative people really aren't aware of it, because as you mentioned earlier and others have, is that the media is not going to play it out, or they're going to make fun of you and say those people that are coming out and calling them on it are idiots or fools or whatever. And so it takes a lot of guts to go out there. Freedom Friday, Jeff, I didn't know it on Sunday, but when the Prayer Patriots hit Silverton, I saw the pictures of it and heard the news on it, and I just want to say thank you to everybody that did that. You guys are heroes. I have been the recipient in my earlier farm days of OSHA, and they're rats who come with a purpose of tanking you to a certain degree so that they can perpetuate their massive bureaucratic crap machine, Jeff. And I think it'd be great if they decide to go out and do another place to protest, if they could contact you and you put it on Facebook, because the only thing that was missing was me. And I would have been front and center screaming my lungs out at them. They're wicked people, Jeff. And so I just want to put a shout-out to those guys and a shout-out to you for keeping up the good work, Jeff.
Now you're not saying that all of the Oregon OSHA people are wicked, are you?
Jeff, I'll just say that the ones that I met on my place and the ones that I heard about hounding the Christmas tree farmers, the particular year that I was on their dartboard, if you will, I will tell you that they took my key worker and pulled him aside into another room, and who speaks, you know, he's Hispanic, and they interrogated him without me being there because they wanted to find out what a terrible boss I am. And then they always come in to find you on the spot, unlike, say, the Department of Agriculture or the EPA. They always give you warnings.
Yeah.
OSHA comes in to find. And then they have to justify
their existence and their visit, and you always end up with some kind of fine. Jake, thanks for your thoughts today. Have a great weekend. Let's move on to Kathy. Kathy, you're going to end the show today. What's on your mind?
On the spiritual side, Jeff, I've been praying about this just like everybody else. And I sort of thought last night, came to a conclusion that there's got to be some repentance, or I don't think this is going to work if we don't. That's just what I think.
Well, yeah, I mean,
when you think about the other nations that have gone under, they had a lot of debauchery, and just like Nineveh, God was going to let them have it. And so that's just what I think.
That's why we need to be praying. That's right. That's that verse out of Chronicles, right? If my people will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I'll heal their land.
Yep,
yeah,
repentance.
I had that very conversation with my mother last night. And Kathy, I think you're right on. If we don't pray, if we don't stand for what is right and truth, and that's what this election fraud business is all about, folks. If we don't, this country is going to cease to exist for being a force for good. It just, we can't let it happen, folks. Thanks, Kathy. Friends, Lee, thanks for your great email. State employee that thinks we ought to have a class action lawsuit against Kate Maduro Brown for false imprisonment based on her criminal file. I think Kate Brown is going to be shown to be very unconstitutional in the end. And Greg, thanks for your email about fraud and censorship. Sorry I couldn't get to them all and read them on the air. Friends, have a blessed weekend. Pray. Stand firm. Go participate in some kind of a Trump event over the weekend. I am. I hope it will be too. Stacey has up next. Good morning, Salem. See you Monday. Somewhere.